It's a comforting thought to feel that we are the Lord's child. I would like to read in John chapter 1. John 1 and 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Nathanael asked, Whence knowest thou me? Here was a man that was an Israelite indeed, a true man of God, and he marveled that Jesus had that assessment of him and asked the question, Where did you know me? I'd like for us to consider that this morning. Whence knowest thou me? In Jeremiah 1 and 5, we have an answer. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Where did the Lord know us? He knew us before he formed us in the belly. He knew us very intimately. He had a plan, I believe, for each of our lives. He knew about our personalities. It should not be a marvel to us that the Lord knows us. In Isaiah 44 and 24, Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee in the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. He is the God that formed us. He knows us very intimately. Do you believe that the Lord knows you this morning? Should it surprise us if the Lord knows all about us? That he knows us deeper than we know ourselves? I'd like to read in Psalms 139. Sometimes it may frighten us to realize what the government might know about us, all the details and what they'll publish. But I don't believe we need to be afraid of God knowing all about us. Psalms 139 and 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Do you believe the Lord knows you this morning?
Yes.
Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. There may be things about our own thoughts that we really don't understand, but there is one that knows us. There is one that has searched us and understands all of our doings in life and understands our thoughts. Verse 3, Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Is there anything we can hide from God? Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. I'm reminded of a little old lady that used to get up and sing a special at Pacoima. She would sing, "You Can't Do Wrong and Get By." And it may not have sounded real beautiful and for a solo and little old lady singing, but it was a heart-searching song. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. The Lord sees through it all. He knows all about us. Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret and curiously in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Whence knowest thou me? He knew us from the very time we were created. From the time that we were conceived, the Lord knew all about us, and he has kept record from that time on. The Lord knows us intimately. Verse 23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, since you know me so well anyway, go ahead and search me and know my heart and try me. I believe the Lord knows us all very intimately. Luke chapter 12. Luke 12 and 6, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. The Lord cares about each one of us. He knows all the little birds, all the animals, all the insects, and he knows the very hairs of our head. And really, perhaps it should be a surprise to think that Nathanael would ask the question, from where did you know me? But once he realized who he was, the answer was clear, I think. You are the Redeemer. You are Jesus. The Lord knows us intimately. In Proverbs 20 and 27, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Nothing hidden from the Lord. He will search every part. I'd like to go to the account of Jesus meeting the woman at the well in John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. Verse 9, Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Don't you know who I am? I'm a Samaritan woman. What are you talking to me for? I thought Jews didn't want to have anything to do with the Samaritans. Don't you know who I am? I believe Jesus knew, don't you? I believe that he knew all about this woman. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest. Now I know all about you, woman, but if you only knew who it was that was speaking to you. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Woman, if you only knew, I know all about you, and I know you're thirsty. I know that you have a thirst for living water. I happen to know something about your life, and that you're seeking something that you don't have. Verse 16, Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman thought Jesus didn't know. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. We can't hide anything from the Lord, can we? Lord, this is the situation in my life, and the Lord's looking right down in our hearts, and he knows exactly where we are. And he knows about our thirsts. He knows about our needs. The Lord has a way of reaching right past any front, anything, and reaching to meet that need. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I perceive that you knew me. There is something about you that you were able to know me before I ever saw you. Do you believe the Lord knows us in that way? Before we come to a recognition of who he is, do you believe that he knows all about our lives? Verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? She was so impressed by Jesus and his perception of her that she went and testified for Christ. And in verse 39, her testimony had some effect. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. Do you know the Lord knows everything that you ever did? Yes. And should we be asking him, Whence knowest thou me? How do you know about me, Lord? You don't understand my life, but I believe he does. I believe he knows all about every one of us. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus 33 and 11. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Thou hast also found grace in my sight. Lord, do you not know that I'm a man that cannot speak? Do you not know that about me, Lord? I believe the Lord knew Moses. And the Lord had told Moses, I know thee by name. He knew who Moses was. He knew all about him, his weaknesses. And I believe that he knows me today and every one of us. I believe he knows us all by name. People feel honored when some high person in the company knows them by name and speaks to them by name. Maybe a very large company, a lot of workers out there, and the top man comes by and calls someone by name. They feel honored by that. Imagine the Lord knowing every one of us by name, knowing all about us. It ought to make us feel warm in our hearts toward Him to realize He knows me and He cares about me. He knows the very hairs of my head. The Lord knows all of our trials as well. Matthew chapter 18. You ever feel like nobody knows and understands? There is one who does. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Have you ever looked into the depth of the sea and seen that it gets darker and darker down there? Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Verse 10 says, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. The angels that are watching over us have immediate presence with God. And God knows about us. He knows what's happening. He knows about the offenses that come our way in life. Every trial, do you believe the Lord knows that? Do you believe the Lord saw you when you were under the fig tree? Or when you were in a time of trial, do you believe the Lord saw you? I believe the Lord knows all about the troubles that come our way in life. Lord, do you see these injustices? Do you see what's happening to this country? Do you understand the court judgment that was just made? Lord, do you see that, Lord? I believe He sees it all. And He knows all about all of us. Everything that we go through. The scripture says in Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The Lord knows all about the troubles that we face in life. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. How do you think that God monitors the things that are coming our way in life and decides how much is too much or how much is enough? It's because He knows us and He knows what we're capable of taking. And the promise here is He is faithful. He's not going to allow us to be tempted above that we are able. Why? Because He knows us. He knows how strong we are, what we can take. He's not going to put a babe in Christ through the same trial that He allows to come to a seasoned Christian soldier. Aren't you glad the Lord knows every one of us? Whence knowest thou me, Lord? How did you know me? When did you learn about me? I believe the Lord knows what is best for each one of us. In Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 5, ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers in our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? I believe that he sends us chastisement for our good. I believe he knows what we need better than we know ourselves. So wouldn't we be willing to subject ourselves to that and say, yes, Lord, you must realize I need this. I will take it. Speaking of our earthly fathers in verse 10, they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. I believe God knows what's best for each one of us in our lives. And the chastening that he sends our way yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Lord, help us when the chastisements come, that we will lift up the hands that hang down, that we will be encouraged, that we will allow the Lord to heal us rather than to be turned out of the way. I believe God knows what's best. In Luke 22, he knows us real well, doesn't he? And I believe he knows what is best. Luke chapter 22, Jesus was an example of knowing the Father knew what was best. Luke chapter 22 and verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Thy will be done. It was an acknowledgement, Father, you know best. You know what is best for me. You know what is best for mankind. Do you think this morning that the Lord really knows what's best for each one of our lives? If it were up to me, life would be a lot different. I would certainly change some things. I have thought of the position of dictator of the United States. I could sure fix some things up. But I don't believe that's what the Lord has in mind for me. I believe he would rather me be dictator of Doug Wall and work on those things, whatever needs to be straightened up or fixed up. I would rather say, Father, if you be willing, remove some of these cups from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I acknowledge, Father, that you know me. And you know what I need. You know the future, and I don't. So I submit to your will. I believe that you knew me when I was under the fig tree. You knew me as a child. You knew me when I was formed in the womb. You knew me all that time. And I believe that you know what is best. The Lord knows our thoughts in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1, he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, notice that, they said it within themselves, in their own hearts, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, you ever feel uncomfortable around a person that you would think could read your mind? Jesus could do that. He knew their thoughts. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Master, when did you know me? He knows your thoughts. Can't hide it from him. And this isn't the only place in the scripture where there was an example that people were thinking a certain thing and Jesus just came out and brought out the answer to whatever it was they were thinking. Sometimes people may say one thing, but really in their hearts they're thinking something else. The Lord knows that, doesn't he? Isaiah 29 and 13. The Lord said, For as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. People may feel that through their lips they can gain recognition, gain acceptance with God, but the Lord knows us better than that, doesn't he? He knows our very hearts. And the word of God, it says in Hebrews 4 and 12, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So if I have an idea that somehow my heart, my thought is hidden from God, this shows that the Lord is a discerner of thoughts. Ananias and Sapphira, I guess, felt like they could hide something from the Holy Ghost. But the Lord knows us. He saw them when the agreement was being made. He knew their hearts. He knew the intention. And he knows the intention of all of our hearts here this morning. In Luke chapter 7, Luke chapter 7 and verse 37. Behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster of ointment. This woman came to the house of a Pharisee, people that were known to be very critical. And this woman had a reputation. But she went to the house of the man that was so critical anyway. She was willing to press past that. And stood at his feet behind him weeping. Maybe she thought Jesus did not know all of her sins. But she knew it. And she stood there weeping. The scripture was brought out this morning about the Lord making our heart soft. I'm glad that we can allow our hearts to be softened before the Lord. She stood behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself. Here are some thoughts again. Thoughts that he thought the Lord would not know. He spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. He would have known that she's unclean. He probably felt uncomfortable with that kind of woman being in his house. And Jesus, answering, said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. Jesus didn't say, woman, you're filthy. I have somewhat to say to thee. She was already at the place of repentance. But he said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And verse 44, he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Do you believe that Jesus knew her sins? That he knew the depth of them? He knew how filthy that woman had been living. The Lord knew even better than Simon the Pharisee what kind of life this woman had lived. He knew all about her. Aren't you glad that the one that knows us the best is the one that's willing to forgive us? He knows it all and yet is willing to forgive and clean it all up. The one who knows us best is the one that's willing to forgive us of the most. The song says, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. Since he knows us the best, better than anyone else, let's just go ahead and tell him. We're not hiding it anyway. Let's just go ahead and tell him, Lord, here I am. You know me. I don't need to ask the question, where did you know me? Did you really see me do that? The Lord knows all that. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. In James 1 and 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If anyone lacks anything, let him ask of God. Let him ask of the one who knows every one of us, knows every weaknesses, knows all the sins we've committed, knows what our needs are better than we are. Let every man that has a need ask of God. And I want you to notice how it says God treats us. It says he gives to all men liberally, freely, and upbraideth not. To upbraid is to reproach, to revile, to cast in one's teeth. That sounds like a description of what the thief was doing to Jesus during Jesus' crucifixion. It said they cast the same in his teeth. My teeth are not what I want to catch things with. But God does not do that to us. When he sees the problems in our lives that we have created ourselves, he knows all about it. We can just bring it to him. Lord, you know it anyway. I bring it to you realizing you're not going to cast this in my teeth. Do you believe the Lord knows all about us? Whence knowest thou me? Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 and 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. As a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Did you know the King of Glory is really going to say this someday? To some people, he is going to say, Come and inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you. Do you want to hear that someday? To hear the Lord say, Come, I've prepared something for you. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in, and I took notice of that. And I wrote it down in the book of records. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did all this happen? In other words, whence knowest thou me? How did you know that I did all those things? Do you believe the Lord knows us? That he's keeping track of what we're doing every day? That there's a thought recorder going on every day of the thoughts that are in our hearts? When did this happen, Lord? How did you know us? When saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. I believe that we are serving a God that is all-seeing and that knows every one of us. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. And I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. I'm reminded of the song, Time for Business, Time for Pleasure. Time to revel on in sin. And it asks the question, will you not take time for Jesus? There were all these needs and you did not respond. And then they also shall answer him saying, basically, Lord, whence knowest thou me? When did you see me not doing all that? Don't you remember, perhaps, they will think, of the times I attended church services. Don't you remember all the good deeds that I did, all the money that I gave? Don't you remember all those things? Don't you remember that I was a member of this church or that church? Lord, whence knowest thou me? When saw we thee an hungered or athirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Where did I miss my chance, Lord? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of these, the least of these, ye did it not to me. The Lord knows every one of us intimately. He's keeping a record every day. He knows our needs, our weaknesses. He knows all the sins we've committed in life. But yet, he's the one willing to forgive it all. He's the one that cares about us, and I believe we heard this morning, that's willing to do what it takes to see to it that we make it. I'm glad he's that kind of a God. Jesus knows all about you. He knows all about me. In your pathway, have you found some cruel thorns? Jesus bore them on his brow, and he knows. Does the world look down upon you with its frown? All the world forsook your Lord, and he knows. Are you weary with the toils and cares of life? Jesus labored night and day, and he knows. Does the sinful world annoy you with its strife? Jesus saw and heard it all, and he knows. Have your friends forsaken, spurned you from their door? So they did your blessed Lord, and he knows. Is there none to cheer and comfort anymore? Jesus bore the cross alone, and he knows. Says Jesus knows, yes he knows. He was weary, worn, and tried. Bore our many sins beside, hungry, thirsty, crucified, and he knows. I am thankful that the Lord knows all about us. He knows our trials. He knows how to minister grace to us in our time of need. I'm glad to have a friend that knows me that well. Let's appreciate him. And may the day come that he says to each one of us, "Come, you blessed of my Father."